This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, give it up for Jake and Amir! Amir, sit down.
Hey, hi, I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake. I'm Jake Hurwitz.
Me, I'm Amir Blumenfeld. I'm a goddamn chipmunk, and guess what? Me Jewish.
Yeah, and I'm Jake Hurwitz. I like pussy. Amir.
Yeah, Jake.
Great to be here hosting our very own podcast festival.
Podcasts are the new... Great.
Great.
So excited all you guys could show up. If you're from Chicago, give me some noise. Okay. And if you're from my hometown of Tel Aviv, Israel, make some noise. Wow, a lot of people from Tel Aviv. Oh, we have
Amir, you got a strong Adam Sandler vibe going.
The shampoo is better. Watch my new movie with Jennifer Aniston on Netflix.
Yeah, it's out there.
It sure
is. Back together again.
And what about you? You moved to New York, huh?
I moved to New York and started a very successful D&D podcast. It's really been the end of our friendship, I
yeah.
think.
I would say you flying to L.A. once a week and me having nothing to do for 6 days is pretty lonely for me.
Yeah. But hey, I love New York. I'm doing what I can.
And you love...
pussy. If I know anything about me, Jake Hurwitz, I love that pudding tang, y'all.
Oh, and while I have everybody, I want to thank the 7 people who listen to Buckets. Thank you. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Anthony Davis to the Lakers. I bet I do a 3-time special. We actually, for today, we got 2 very special guests. I can't even believe we got them.
2 of the best special guests.
I don't know why I made my voice higher for Amir.
Higher for yourself?
Higher for myself. Well, that where would I don't even need
now,
glasses.
Where would they,
I got LASIK. Why the fuck do I still wear glasses? Where would people know? We're very excited to have these 2 people.
We've known them for a long time. They've been on our internet web series.
Yeah.
They've been on the show before. Well, one of them you'll notice from, oh geez, one of them you'll notice from the hit indie Splinterheads, early aughts.
Yeah.
And
the other one you'll know him is Dr. Chompers from Sonic the Hedgehog.
The best teeth game that, and the legs, that broke the internet.
The movie's actually great, guys. Wait for the movie. The movie's actually great, guys. Give it a chance. Give it a chance.
Oh, for doing real
credits.
By
the way, one of them was just in Godzilla and had this line. One of them that's coming out, it was in Godzilla and had this line. Ready? This is his line. Oh. My favorite line in the movie.
You doing it?
Oh, shit.
No, he didn't have that line.
What did he say?
He didn't get the oh, shit line.
What did he do?
Consider us very intimidated. Number one domestically, internationally. So if that was an underwhelming response, fuck you.
But Jake, Jesus, have you not had sex in a while?
You know how I get when it's been 10 minutes.
You know how I've been when it's been a decade. Ladies and gentlemen, straight off of their sold-out tour, I mean, they played very big venues.
Ever heard of Carnegie Hall?
Yeah.
Ever heard of the Chicago Theater?
Ladies and gentlemen, gracing our stage tonight, give it up for Middleditch and Schwartz.
It's true, I do love pussy.
Reasonably successful bit. Reasonably successful.
I'm gonna lean into it all night. You guys are gonna hate it, then like it a little bit.
Do I really sound like that?
I can't hear you over your bar mitzvah.
Nice.
My bar mitzvah video was supposed to play in the background, but it didn't come here in time, so we're going to do just the logo.
You'll do your Haftorah during the break, I imagine.
That was fun. That was like a roast of me.
Yeah, the meanest thing Thomas could say about me was that I like New York and pussy.
Amir, you really got the fucking shitty end of that Jew stick.
What can I tell you? Jake, you're untouchable. You're a rock star. Amir, I've got notes. Check your email.
Yeah. It's like a roast and a toast, all in one magical 7-minute bit.
How was it a toast?
Because they made you feel good about yourself. The podcast stuff was nice.
That was toasty, yeah.
Chicago, how was everybody tonight?
I will say this, Amir, in your defense. You're one of the best in the biz at bits on a text chain.
Wow.
If you ever find yourself in a text chain, and I'll give you his number at the end of the show.
No, you don't have to do that.
917. Why don't we do that?
You
don't
have 463.
Wait,
I feel like we'll forget it. I'm honored that you know it by heart.
8974. Yeah. Okay.
We'll bleep it out on the day.
If you ever find yourself in a nice text chain with Amir Blooms, he's going to give you some solid bits.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You'll stop before he will.
Yeah, because I follow your lead.
Turn it into a roast again. Careful.
Don't be mean to me.
This is the part where we make him feel good.
Did that feel bad? That was fun?
That wasn't meant to be bad.
No, that was fine, right?
He's good on the text. He's a lot, you know?
It's a lot.
And I think that's what we're all saying.
But it's also like having a lot of donuts is still good.
That's not really.
I know. But then you get fat.
You could die.
You could die from too many donuts.
What's that?
You could die from too many donuts.
Yeah.
You asked us to come out and be you guys.
Yes.
So if anything bad happened, it's probably your fault, right?
Right.
I thought it would be like, hey, let's get Jake for being this kind of way, and let's get Amir for also having that. And then it was like, it kind of, in a funny way, and I don't mean to turn this into like some weird intervention, because I'm not even that sad, though.
By the way, this is stuff that we should talk about like backstage, because like, right?
Because I was like, oh, don't do anything about my basketball podcast, which... You did bring up fairly quickly, and then I was like,
right.
Oh, I can't wait. In my brain, I'm like, I can't wait to hear what they say about Jake. And it was kind of just like the fact that he gets laid a lot, which was like,
which was awesome. We talked about you getting laid too.
No, you said every 10 years, right?
A that's decade, a, that's yeah, a yeah, lot yeah, yeah, yeah,
for,
yeah.
for a okay. chipmunk.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot.
That bit got...
I think it's amazing that like you are a chipmunk and you have sex. That's crazy.
But First of all, chipmunks do have sex. I'm not a chipmunk, but chipmunks do have sex.
But you know what chipmunks get, right?
What?
Nuts, bro.
Oh.
Nice, man.
In their mouth. Dumb.
Had them, then lost them. Had them, then lost them.
I don't care.
I know.
Think I care?
No.
I'll do nuts and mouth bits till the show ends.
Let's get one more, but then we really have to put a cap on it.
Put a nut in your mouth.
I like it.
Top shelf humor.
Shit, that one crushed.
Top shelf.
That was funny. You guys, who here has been to a live podcast of ours before? Okay, pretty cool, pretty cool. So you guys know the story. It's real people emailing us real questions, doing our best to preserve their anonymity, but answer wisely. Sometimes it's Jake and me alone in a studio, angry at each other, mad. Mm. Why'd you move to New York?
Stewing, yeah. Let's just get through this, bud.
Yeah.
Shirts off, 92 degrees. It's a little wet.
Humid for some reason.
Yeah.
It's wet in the studio. Sometimes we have our good friends Ben and Thomas on the show with us. And then there are those special times that we have you both on the show with a live audience.
Has that ever happened before?
Yeah. Never happened before.
This is the first time ever. Whoa.
First time ever. Wow.
I said with confidence, yeah, like it had happened before. Like in my brain, it was like, of course. I'm maybe losing it. It's fine. Another great joke. Nuts in mouth, anyone?
Oh. I like that a lot.
Thanks,
so we
guys.
Got some here. Real questions from real people. All we need is a fake name to preserve the... So,
I'll make one up.
Yeah.
and you want a...
Just like a normal name.
You want
like,
a very ordinary name?
Just like yeah. a straightforward normal name.
Wait, a lady or a boy? A lady
is it,
or a boy?
Is it a man or a woman?
This one is from a dude.
A guy. So
who's kind of a bro. Kind of a bro dude.
I'll do it. I'll give it a shot. Thank you. Great suggestions. All we heard was literally King Kong yelling at us.
Banana
who
breath.
Who may be fighting Godzilla
reason.
Pretty soon.
I wasn't invited to that party.
Sorry. Sorry.
No spoilers.
Sorry. All right, well, this person probably has an ordinary name, right?
Just a very normal name if you have one.
You want to know his name? I'll say it is...
You don't have to think that hard, because it could be a very
normal
name.
It's a normal name. I don't even have to think at all. It's right out of the tip of the tongue. Out of the tip of the tongue. Here we go. First thing I think of is a Sherbert Daltet. Sherbert Daltet. Thank you. Thank you, Sherbert Daltet.
Applause break for Sherbert Daltet.
To be fair, it was worth the wait.
Thank you.
Sherbert is kind of a surfer, bro.
Oh,
Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, I would be honored.
Will you honor us?
Hey, before you do that, can I ask you a question real quick?
No. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This will go all night.
So how are you guys? Are you good? Are you excited to be in Chicago? How
was
it?
Exciting. Yeah.
And Jake, how many beverages did you have? Does it take a couple to get you out on stage?
I like to go one whiskey before, one whiskey during. Two whiskeys during.
Do you think you're not funny unless you do that?
I think I'm not confident unless I do that.
Okay. I'd love to hear the question in a surfer voice.
Yeah.
Hey, kudos on this phone case.
Oh, thanks, bro.
It's tweed.
Shout out to super producer Mars, who gave me the inspo when I copied her phone case. It's sort of
like
a gray cloth.
Fabric, though.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's a little too much.
Do you remember that book when you were wee, and you would turn the pages and one of the pages was like, and feel daddy's beard, and you would like, there was a patch of like scraggly.
I know the book.
And
it 100% didn't say feel daddy's beard. I know the book you're talking about, Fuzzy Caterpillar sometimes.
Yeah.
Feel Daddy's Beard was definitely not in that book.
But at one point, yeah, in the book, Noah said, feel Daddy's Beard and tell him how special he is.
No.
Thomas, was there a hole in the book where your daddy's... Anyway. I know this book and it's fucking demented.
I loved it. Nuts right. in mouth, anyone?
Oh, we're back,
weird.
Baby.
It's got weirder now. It got weirder now. The context will grow as the show goes on. I'm playing the long game. Don't worry, it'll pay off.
The name once more was?
Sherbert
Daltet.
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 Sherbert Daltet writes.
Thank you very much.
So recently I had a pool party at my house to celebrate the start of the summer.
Nice.
Very good.
We all started to drink pretty early in the day and were pretty wasted by the early evening.
That's cool.
During the entire party, my best friend kept hinting at our girlfriends, oh, that's a weird possessive there, at our girlfriends, that it would be fun to go to my room and have a shower together and possibly a foursome. Dude, why am I not at these parties?
This is all I live for.
Well, he's 16.
Yeah, from high school. His point stands. I mean, brother, I can get you into these parties.
Who wants to feel daddy's beard?
If this guy's 16 and going to a foursome shower, like, give this dude a gold medal. At 16, I was just trying to get into my neighbor's LAN party.
What's a LAN party?
Local area network, oh, you yeah, fucking
yeah, yeah,
noob.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Get off my stage!
Yeah. Of course, of course.
Okay. And they totally were into it. So, to the shower we went. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Right! It was fucking awesome! However, as I was pretty wasted, when I pulled out of my GF, who is... oh, okay. Who is a piece equal to that of a dime.
Nice!
I nutted haphazardly into the dark abyss of my room.
Is this what the show is?
Mainly.
I don't listen to the podcast.
We discuss teenage cum on the show. Yes.
Is this person really 16 years old?
Well, no. The question is sent yesterday. It's from a 16-year-old. Sorry, continue.
Christ. Jesus.
Please stop.
I get why Jake moved to New York.
More pussy, baby.
Yay.
okay. It's awesome.
Fucking
it's awesome.
Chipmunk.
I love it. All right. Into the dark abyss of my room. When we all woke up, my best friend realized his pants were covered in some sort of paste.
No spoilers.
Well, I guess my girlfriend had used his pants to clean up the jizz. My best friend just bought these pants and loves them. Rag and bone, probably. Anyway, that was not part of the letter. He says I should pay for his dry cleaning now to get them fixed, but I say all is fair in love and jizz. Do I pay to clean my buddy's pants, or do I say fuck it and let him deal with the cum sequences of the foursome which he initiated? Toad on, thanks for the advice. P.S. I'm having another pool party at the end of June in Edmonton,
and you're
Canada.
Invited.
Oh,
let
my
me know
God.
If you want to come.
Ah!
P.P.S. Go Bills.
That's from the original Dubes.
Dude, I know this guy's Canadian. By the way, I feel like this is a hair away from like a Seinfeld premise.
Yeah.
It's like a dirty
George.
Seinfeld premise of like, I don't want to pay for the guy's dry cleaning.
The origin story of Larry David.
Yeah. He wants me. He initiated it.
Can I say that these sound eerily like you wrote them?
We would never, ever be that creative. I just think it's amazing. Like, this guy had a foursome with his best friend and their two girlfriends, and the worst thing that came out of it is that, like maybe he has to pay for someone's dry cleaning. That's fine.
I think, by the way,
you could ruin a friendship forever based on that.
The thing that I was thinking of is, A, that gentleman probably had to walk home in those pants, correct? Those are his pants.
Well, it was a pool party, so he might have come with a bathing suit.
That's cool. Oh, thank you, Sherlock Holmes.
Actually,
I'm sorry, Watson. You have something to say?
If we follow the
cum, you are so Watson, man.
Follow. I think 100% you dry. This is in my head. I thought it was going to be: do I dry clean it, or do I buy him a whole another pair? Because even if we clean it, my DNA is on this gentleman's pants for the rest of his life.
You can all split the dry cleaning if you really have to.
Yeah, how much does it cost to
pay for the dry
cleaning? A single pair of pants? That's a $9 job.
That's not bad.
I mean, $9. For the time of your life in a shower? How did you get from shower?
There's a lot of holes in this story.
But only one has jizz coming out of
nice,
it.
Nice, dude.
Technically two in the story.
Very good.
If I was having sex in a shower, group or otherwise, and I was about to get to the end, there's no way I'd be like, quick, take it out of the shower and aim it into the room.
I feel like that's a remarkable part. Started in the shower. Like, shower is petting. They like moved on.
Heavy petting.
She used it. She used it. She didn't jizz into the.
Jeez, this is her jizz?
She
Dude, relax.
She used it to dry herself post-coitus shower.
Well,
I mean,
then it's her
still
fault.
Dry clean it. Still dry clean it.
The cum thickens.
Wow. Watson, what else you got?
I think the ladies should pay for the dry cleaning. That's right. It's 2019 after all.
Don't applaud that. You can have pants with jizz stains on them, right?
I don't know.
You're a grown-up. Just
fucking
own it. I
mean, you can clean it, Jake. You know you can clean your pants.
No, man. I can't clean my pants.
That's a job for my mom.
The amount of cum that your mom had to clean, Jake.
God, she probably got pregnant.
She probably got pregnant.
Just cleaning Jake's pants.
Jesus Christ.
Is that how the triplets were born? I'm serious.
Is this show going to be dirty? Ben asked before the show. No, it's just a couple of people hanging out.
I will say this.
I'm really like in a dark place right now. So yeah.
Your mom listens to the show.
I mean, that's Micah was born this way, and that's the fucked up thing.
I love Micah.
Yeah.
That's what the song Born This Way is about.
It's my son.
Yeah.
Sing a little bit of Born This Way.
Baby, I will fuck your pants. Baby, you were born this way. Baby, you were born this way.
What was the Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a hot crowd.
For everyone listening at home, that's a standing ovation if you're just got for that.
It's a hot crowd.
Wow.
This is insane. People from the Chicago theater drove up just to give a standing ovation.
Wow. Yeah.
They came into the theater and now they just left just for that song.
Thank you.
What's the song from the new Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper movie that everybody sings?
Shallow.
Yeah, how does that go?
God, how could I possibly? Can we get the guitar out? No, sorry, Thomas, what were you going to say?
I would... now it feels weird, but...
now it feels weird?
Yeah, it does, because we were talking about songs, and I just wanted to say, if we were in a situation where any of your guys' cum was on my pants, I'd wear them. No big deal.
Wow, that means a lot. Thank you so much.
What up, guys? I fucking love you guys.
I fucking love you, man.
Wow.
Real talk, man. It would be an honor to wear any of your guys' jizz.
It would be a fucking honor.
It would be an honor.
It would be a fucking honor.
An honor?
Yeah.
To wear your jizz?
A privilege.
No, not an honor. I don't think so.
Amir, let us come on you, dude.
No, I'm not going to let you fucking come on my pants.
Why do you think everybody came to this show if not to watch?
That would be a real weird one.
No.
Do you guys have more questions?
No.
The other ones
we only have the one.
And it's about cum?
The other ones are much wetter. You won't like them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the other questions, Ben.
Oh, no.
What do we One's about a bucket.
If we treat this question with the respect that it truly deserves.
Okay.
What would you do?
What advice do we want to give this?
How about what would you do?
I would say that you definitely have to dry clean the pants or even pay for a new pair of pants if the person's very uncomfortable with them. Yeah.
A new pair of pants?
Yeah.
Good man.
Maybe this is like, I'm trying to identify what this is. Is this pride? I don't know what it is. I think it is. I think my point is, I would want to make a point out of it and say, if this means a lot to you, yeah, sure, I'll pay for the pants, I'll pay for the dry cleaning, but don't suggest this any again. You're not ready for it.
If the person asks
for it? You're not ready for this. Like, no, I don't want to shame him. I just want to be like, sweetie, like, it's okay. Like, this maybe isn't your thing. Like, don't sweat it.
Yeah, yeah. You're not ready for this.
You're not ready for this lifestyle. You're not ready for this hashtag the lifestyle.
For every fuck party, there's like a guy at a dry clean. That's like, do you use organic soap on these pants that I got? Come on. I had a pretty nasty party.
I have a Groupon. I'm reaching for it, but my pockets are stuck together, sadly.
Is that Gabriel Iglesias' headshot?
And also, so wait, oh, why he can't get these normal washes? Because they're nice? Or?
They're wool pants. They're nice, pantsy little.
They're wool?
They're like pants that he wore to a pool party for the start of the summer? Right.
They're 1898, like, pioneer wool pants.
Oh, they're from, like, the revolutionary era.
Wait, is this dude a prospector?
He's from Edmonton, you get it. He's an oiler.
Let's all have a foursome. So a surfer,
an
Albertan prospector, and two fine-ass ladies. All right, cool. Yeah.
Should we get to the next question?
Yeah, let's go to the next question.
Thomas, you have my phone. I'm going to need it back.
Cool.
What's your password, Amir?
I wouldn't give it out.
174. Okay, wait, what? 477.
That's right. It's my home address, 4776 Danville Avenue.
Ha ha ha. Why are you upset at me? You just
Sorry,
said your real
no,
address.
Yeah, yeah. Most people make fun of me, so I'm like still on super.
You.
I know, earlier with the
I
glasses.
I was supportive.
I appreciate it. Thank
Why,
you for bringing it out.
Would anyone make fun of you just for living in Danville Avenue?
You know what? It's like so much bullshit that I get that like now I'm like on edge. I'm
I
like
think
a
you're
balloon.
Great. I think you're a cool
hypersensitive.
Dude.
I appreciate
like
it.
You just said your own address and yelled at Ben.
I didn't make a mistake. What's your social?
Yeah, what's
I'm
your
not going to say my social.
Why,
I'm
is it a funny
this.
Number?
No, it's not a funny number.
And what is it? If it's not a funny number, what's
first,
your social?
Do the first three digits.
If it's
you don't
not a funny number,
thing.
It should be easy to say. Nobody will laugh.
Just make it, just, if it's a normal number, you're scot-free.
You're
but
fine.
If it's silly Amira Blumenfeld numbers,
that it's a fucking there,
no one's even like,
number.
No one's like writing it down. Just
what is it? Yeah, go.
It is six.
That's fine.
9-1.
No, that's already a goofy number. 691, okay, you got a couple more.
691.
691, 691.
You were the 691st person in the world?
No, there's more.
I'm listening.
Oh, wait.
60.
It's 69160.
No one says a number like this.
I think it usually starts with two, doesn't it?
Six.
No, it matters where you're from. Mine starts with a zero.
It's 324.
No, it's 691. Is that funny?
No, keep going.
69.
That's another 69. Now we're getting to goofy territory. Right now, all you have is a 69 split with a 1.
Yes. And then 6, and then 969.
See, that's too many numbers and very dirty. What's the next question?
This email comes from a Swedish woman. Thomas, is that in your wheelhouse or what?
It couldn't be more.
Do we have a Swedish woman's name? I heard Krandis.
I heard a Krandis too.
Krandis?
Krandis.
Krandis.
And this one probably won't be as dirty because the first one was so dirty.
Yeah, this exactly. one's going to be, this one's pretty clean. This okay, one's good. Squeaky clean. You can Great. Share it with your parents.
All right. It works clean.
Krandis writes, Hi guys. I'm a Swedish woman and I'm going to India with my fiance in 2 weeks to meet his family for the first time.
There is a Swedish person. There are a bunch of Swedish people being like, no. Nope.
But there are a couple that are like, he nailed it.
Yeah. This guy's on point.
He really nailed it. That's
it.
I have a couple reservations, but the biggest one is bathroom related.
Oh, Ben.
I have IBS.
Oh, nice. Yesterday we did a show in Milwaukee and my stomach, no way, were you at the show? Were you on our train? And so at the show, what did I do at the show in Milwaukee? Someone gave me an Imodium so I wouldn't shit myself on stage. Real story.
Did you shit yourself?
No, I was great. The Imodium worked great.
Awesome.
Imodium. It's for the butt.
But you're not supposed to put it in your butt. Nobody put Imodium in their assholes.
It's not
you
a suppository.
I'm pretty sure you put it in your butt.
Have you been putting Imodium in your butthole?
It's worked.
Okay.
I'm basically... Oh, fuck off. These letters. I'm basically a human shit bomb waiting to go off anyway. And basically everyone, brackets, even my fiance who was born there... get some kind of foodborne illness or diarrhea when they visit India. Not only that, but I'll be sharing one bathroom with like 10 people who are just meeting me for the first time and judging my worthiness to marry their beloved baby boy. I don't want my weak constitution to make a bad impression.
Ooh, what's going on there?
What should I do? Fake sick and throw the trip? Sew my arsehole shut?
Option two.
Off myself at the local Chaiwala?
What is that?
Kill herself at an Indian Starbucks, basically.
Yeah, you heard it from the crowd. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Sad to have an applause when you suggest killing yourself, right?
Yeah. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, love, Krandis.
Krandis, let's give it up for Krandis. That's a tough one.
Beyond. Ben, you got a weak poo-poo. Would you go to India? What's going on?
My stomach's been real. By the way, the past couple months has been worse than it's ever been. But I would
say... It's life-threatening, you would say.
Yeah, it's life-threatening. My life is in shambles.
That's good stuff. Thomas, what do you think?
No, I wasn't done.
Oh, okay, sure.
What are you laughing at?
It's funny how you said you had a disease that might kill you. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep the positive energy going.
Seems like Ben has some shit that he wants to kind of like,
I want to talk about
out.
A real thing.
Like,
all right, let's get it out of your ass.
You're making a joke.
That's not funny,
serious.
Man.
Like he's Crohn's disease. Do you have Crohn's?
No. Sorry. Do you have Crohn's? Is that why you're doing this?
No. I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry, what were you saying?
Sure.
Careful
so this
on
is what
the chair.
I
you're
going
to fall backwards.
I would say...
I really don't want you to do it.
You're going
right.
to fall back?
He's going to fall backwards.
Okay. Is it going to be worth it, the injury?
I think it'll be funny.
Just for the podcast audience.
Send it.
He's too much of a coward. He wouldn't
send
do it.
Send it.
He wouldn't do it.
I'll do it if one other of you promises to do it.
I will.
I'll promise to do it.
I will not.
You know, you can lie, right?
Yeah, Thomas is good.
I promise to do shit
comedy.
All the time.
A promise, Thomas, is a promise forever.
I'll do it at the same time.
Really?
This is a useless risk of injury physical bit for a podcast.
We're
going to
hurt our head. We're going to hit our head.
I wanted it to happen when it was just Amir. I don't want a Thomas.
I don't want
to
hurt our head.
Thomas has to film in like a couple of weeks, guys.
Yeah, this is not worth it.
No, I don't.
This isn't worth it, I don't think.
Oh, I do have my...
We're going to hurt our head. Is this worth it? This is kind of thrilling, right?
It's not really worth it, but...
This is insane.
I don't want to hurt our heads.
Wait, before you do it, you have to have like a... You have to have like a funny sentence to say.
A funny in addition to the death that we're gonna
have.
I'll say
the shocking news, and then when you hear the news, you guys fall back. Yeah. Thomas, may I say, as someone who I tour with around the world, I'd rather you didn't get hurt. You sure you want to do this? Amir can do it. I don't care.
It'd also be really funny if you fell off the stage. Right?
That would be.
Why don't we just not do it?
I wish I had the balls, because if everybody has their phone out. All right.
I don't think it's worth it. Do you really want to do it?
At this point, you have to do it. I'm sorry.
I'm nervous.
I'm not telling you to do it.
This is bad.
I'm here to record it if you do, but I'm not telling you to do it.
Are you really going to fall back? We're going to hit our heads.
They need the blood.
We should have never stopped talking about cum. This is what happens when we stop.
I don't want to do it, but I'll do it if you do it. It's going to hurt.
I can't look.
Well, I will say you've made a mistake. Who wants to see them do it? You're an idiot. So either say no now and it be over.
I'm not saying no.
You're not saying no? Okay, then Amir, you have to do it.
Are you really going to do it?
If you say no, I won't, but I'm not saying no.
No joke. This is how Clay tours ACL. All right, here we go.
I don't want to do
this. This is literally the same trick that Houdini died
I'm really
on.
Fucking scared, Thomas.
Okay, just look ready? At me the whole time, baby.
Are you going to do it?
Okay, I'm going to say... I'll say
count it down. Count it down. We'll see who does it.
Are you going to do it?
We'll see who does it.
I don't want to do it if you don't do it.
I'll say a sentence.
I'm fucking scared,
this
Thomas.
This is taking too long.
I don't want to do it.
I'm almost going to go.
I'll let Jake decide.
Here it comes.
Jake, should we do it or not? I'm really fucking scared, man.
Ready? Here we go. Ready?
No, I want Jake to weigh in.
Jake, what do you say? I say no, but Jake, what do you say?
If he says no, I don't think I want
to
do it.
I'm too scared to even say you should do it.
Let's not do it.
Thomas will do it.
What a dumb thing.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that I realized halfway through that. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like that whole build up. It was kind of exciting. Think about how boring that will be for a podcast audience who cannot see anything that's happening.
And also, there are people who like risk their lives every day. And we're like, should we fall back on this collapsible chair?
What if I like cracked my skull and
the
I
the show
couldn't...
must go on. We wouldn't even let Ian T.
We
would
skip a beat. Yeah.
We would just finish. I didn't know the password to your phone.
That was a thrill.
So worst part was that I missed it. I didn't see anything. I was laughing too hard.
I knew Tom was going to do it because you chickened out. I knew he was going for it, which made me very happy.
That's all that's going to take.
How did it feel?
It was fine. Yeah, it didn't hurt.
You look great. You didn't hurt yourself at all.
No. Oh, come on.
So this is what I would say to the question.
What was the question? I have a concussion.
I would say that you definitely go on the trip. You definitely go on the trip. You
can't right. The Swedish lady is going to India.
You can't let that affect your life. You can't let that derail your life. And I think there's one thing you do. If there's one bathroom, see if there's another bathroom a little farther away. There's like sometimes if you're in a room with a couple people, whatever, and you don't want to use that bathroom, you use the lobby in a hotel. People have done that before, right?
You're staying at a house with one toilet.
I'm going to say it's a perspective shift. This is... If you're Swedish with IBS and you're going to India, this is the one chance that you can go 100% under the radar. You can go there and just be like, I ate something weird. And people will be like, that's standard. That happens all the time.
Oh,
it can be your IBS, but you're
oh, so you're like, let's lean into it.
Hide in plain sight.
You don't. I want to guzzle a fucking gallon of fountain water from a faucet.
She doesn't have to get food poisoning.
No, I want her to fucking open like a fucking brown water tank.
You're bleeding a lot from the base of your skull.
Yeah, I hit my head.
You look bad. Your eyes are rolling back.
That was unrelated. I had too much alcohol in addition to the falling backwards.
Right.
Your teeth are falling out.
Why would you do the fall in the first place?
I have giardia.
Thomas, do you want to do it again? No. You're done.
No, I don't want to do it again.
Thank God.
You did it once.
It was unimpressive enough.
I would say bring something to make the smell go away and maybe play a little music when you're in there and it could cover up all your disgusting farts.
That's get a good shit playlist for
sure. Yeah, that's good.
Just we're playing the shits, baby. 100 top 100 playlists.
Very nice.
So it could be shallow from...
How does that go? Sing it.
No, I don't want to sing it. Get my guitar.
How does it go?
Next question.
This one's hard to track.
The answer? Or the shallow bit?
The show.
Yeah. What would you do? Would you go to India? Would you shit in the hole?
What? I just answered.
You said...
You really hit your head.
I don't know where I am.
You jumped on and talked about with me. We had a discussion.
This guy tours the world and he's shitting in every... We had a shit break on the way here.
We sure did.
Amir,
on the toilet?
We played
on the train?
Chicago 3 weeks ago.
Weeks ago. Amir, wake up. Wake up. Amir,
wake up.
My jizz is all over your pants.
Tell me something, boy.
That's what it is. Go. What are you doing? Go. Get to the chorus.
I'm falling.
How does it go? Tell me something, boy.
Cause I'm falling in the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never reach the ground. Stretch to the surface. I'm gonna be the ground.
Whoa, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper. How did they know my thing with that was Bradley Cooper? I'm sure someone's already made this joke. Any stand-up could make this joke. But I was like, she gets to the concert, right? I don't want to. I think the movie's very good, but gets to the concert, and then he's like, hey, remember that song you hummed to me yesterday?
I think we both know how it goes in full. Ready?
Ready? And also exactly how we harmonized. Ready?
See, if we can do it, they could probably figure it out.
That's probably true. Never mind, there's no flaws in it.
One more time for Krandis.
Hey, what happened? I missed the end of that movie. What happened to Bradley Cooper?
He ended up surviving at the end.
Cool.
Cool dude.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
That
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Thomas, do you have a 20-year-old male from Canada's name?
I'm the name?
Do you have the name of someone who's a 20-year-old male from Canada?
What are they saying?
Kawhi for Kawhi Leonard, who just won for the Toronto Raptors.
What'd you say?
Kawhi Leonard, is that what it is?
He's not Canadian, but you can call him that if you want. It's up to you to give him a perfect name.
A real Canadian name be like Ronnie McManigan or something.
That's cool.
Perfect.
Why don't you give him a name like I'm going to make fun of you in a Jake and Amir video?
Penis McOpen Spready Burrito Boy with a Thousand Island dressing made of sauce. And then how do you make fun of
him? I go, nice try, saucy.
Damn you.
They liked it.
That was fun.
Thomas, do a thick Canadian. Do a thick Canadian.
I'll do my best.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Canadian. All right.
Thick Canadian accent.
Hello, Jake and Amir. I am a 20-year-old male from Canada. I do not know if my penis is circumcised or not.
Stop. Don't say anything else. Where are these fucking emails coming from?
Because Canada.
It feels like a generator. It feels like a comedy generator. I'm a 16-year-old having foursomes in a shower. I'm a person that has IBS, but I'm going to India and going to try the spiciest foods. I'm looking at my dick. I don't know if it's circumcised. Sorry, Thomas. Continue.
Keep in mind, the person that doesn't know this is circumcised or not is 20. We've established that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's had a long time to figure it out.
Ask a question. Oh. Look at a picture online.
No, but we'll find out why. No. I have shown friends of mine, and we have nicknamed it the hybrid. Because it looks as though it is a mix of being uncut and cut. It's not fully wrapped, yet it looks like God forgot a piece down there. I feel like this is something I should know by my age.
Yes.
Should I ask my doctor next checkup?
What are you, fucking insane? Yeah. Yes!
How he's been so comfortable showing all of his friends. Here, Charlie, you look at it.
My dad's a doctor. Do you want him to look at it?
No.
That's gay.
Anyway, we asked him for a photo, so can we pull it up?
No, for real?
No.
Oh. I would be interested.
We thought that would be sexual harassment to show a photo to an uncircumcised penis to a bunch of people.
Yeah, or maybe circumcised.
Maybe circumcised.
She's a hybrid. Should I ask my doctor next checkup, or should I simply ask my parents, which might be embarrassing? I have never gone far enough with a girl for her to give her input.
Mm.
I figured two Jews would have expertise in this area.
See?
Two and a half Jews.
Thanks, Ronnie McMalligan, a.k.a. Kawhi.
Let's give it up for Ronnie.
Okay.
So this guy has a two-skin of sorts, a half foreskin. He's living in an in-between no-man's land.
I love when they turn on you. I love it. He's your own goddamn audience turning on you for a cheesy joke you probably had in your head 30 minutes ago.
I have it written on a post-it on the back of my phone. Oh, shit, it fell off.
Yeah, it's cloth. It's tough to stick shit to that.
There's jizz all over this case. Thomas.
Pay for it.
You passed it through Hurwitz, man.
So, his foreskin is living in the nether, in the underworld.
That's right. A bottom skin, not a top, or maybe half the way through.
What do you think? Do you think it, I mean, is it possible? Look, bodies are all different. Maybe it grew half, or maybe there was like a, I'm coming in, whoa, slip. Oh, fuck, it's half. Never mind. Shit.
Run.
Yeah. Run, Kyle. I told you I shouldn't have done it. You fucking dared me, dude. I don't like dares. I told you we shouldn't have snuck into this hospital.
Frank Moyles.
Yeah, from Moyle Breakers.
It's Ashton Kutcher as a Moyle. Dax Shepard pretending to be a rabbi.
Oh!
In this deleted scene from Punk to 1999.
It could be both, I guess.
It's probably foreskin that wasn't cut and it's just very short, is my assumption, correct?
Short skin.
Short, that's nice.
Yeah, I like that.
A half-see.
Well, that also, though, could explain why the parents
don't
know.
Oh, I gotta go on. It's like it's a two-skin. Thank you, guys.
Savage.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Oh, two-skin. Oh, wow. It's like a two-skin. Don't be afraid to stand up. Don't be afraid to stand up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hats off, dude.
I never.
Thank you. Thank
ben.
You.
You know what? Skin. Two, I wanna, skin.
Two skin.
Two skin.
Two skin.
Two skin. Two skin.
I never. I've never. Sorry. Sorry. I've never interrupted a chant.
And sorry, actually, I want to say. I've never.
Wait. Let him talk. Let him talk. You're right. But let him talk. Wait one second.
Sorry, Jake's interrupting
me. I've never done this before, but I'd like to award you the golden mic. That is,
woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ben Schwartz's second golden mic.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you very much.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I've got a golden mic. I've got a golden.
sorry. So anyway, when I thought of the idea for Two Skin,
I had it.
Foreskin is like a normal thing.
I had the idea for Two Skin.
So anyway, I really appreciate you guys. Thank
I had
so
the
much.
Idea.
Amir, shut up.
Quiet.
Thank you.
I
never
said,
give up on your dreams. Anything is possible.
Man. Legendary wow. joke.
Legendary.
Absolutely. Savage. I had it.
It was savage.
That was totally savage.
If you want to dab Thanks, about it, you
I
can fell, absolutely feel
oh, I will
free.
Sometime in the show. I'll
I
get
fell backwards and I had Two Skin.
Oh my God, there's $1,000 gift certificate on the bottom of this?
Awesome.
How many of these That's do you have?
Let's split it. I don't have any yet.
Jake, how many do you have?
I have 386.
Thank you.
Wow. Anyway.
For the that was entirely for the Two Skin or any other bits?
No, my Two Skin joke crushed.
Yeah, Two Skin was awesome.
So that's what I'm saying. Ask your parents. Jake Thomas.
Yeah, a quick was I circumcised would
well,
really.
I think he might have been circumcised as a kid or something, and then like outgrew his foreskin. You know, so like that's why the parents don't necessarily know.
Wait, no,
they've seen the baby penis that had a normal size foreskin, but now he's an adult man with a baby foreskin.
Oh, that's cool. They say ears and foreskins don't grow.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's also possible that he was circumcised and half of it grew back as
oh,
a protest
cool.
to
that's
what?
Kind of like a Two Skin?
Shut up, dude. That's Ooh. Fucking Joke thief!
That's,
you're not a comedian.
Way, yeah, the audience is right. That's a turn.
Dude, I know.
You, Amir, no, for stealing Ben's joke, you just won yourself a turn.
Do you guys want to hear it one more time? Okay.
Show him how it's done.
So this guy kind of has like a small foreskin, right? Ben Schwartz, I'm thinking, it's more like a Two Skin. Thank you.
Hey.
Chicago!
He tried to take it.
Thank you. Thank you, whoever gave it to me. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You earned it, man. You earned it.
I assume you don't have a...
She does
that
want that
up,
back.
That was anybody's award tonight, but Ben took it home.
For the...
Two for me. How many for you, Jake?
386.
How many for Amir?
He has not won one yet, but it is. There's always next episode. There's always next episode
to have it.
Cool. All right. Next question.
Yeah. I have a fucking ear infection from the fall.
I cannot Your have ear? Been related.
Your ear
you
hit the thing.
You had that already, man.
I didn't. I fell on a fucking caterpillar. I swear to God. My teeth feel thoffed. It's fucking weird, dude. I'm serious.
That was another affliction you had earlier.
Did you have any like bad fit when you fell down, man?
No, I feel pretty good actually.
It's crazy. Thomas actually looks even better than he did. He's
yeah,
like,
your thanks. Back looks realigned.
Thanks. Yeah.
Your posture's amazing.
Thanks. Yep. Feel pretty tight. Feel pretty good. Feel pretty flat.
Tell me something.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Get to the question.
What's
Stop
the
wasting
letter?
People's time.
What's the letter, dude?
There's some
the letter.
Some
that
this
letter.
One was email. This one was actually snail mail to us. Thomas is right.
Read the scroll.
It's
read the ancient tablets.
We need a British man's name from Leicester. Leicester Square.
Mandroid? Mandroid?
Man George.
Man George.
Like Boy George, but Man George.
Right. Man George. Thank you.
Man George from Leicester writes.
Where is Leicester in England? North or the south?
South.
Okay.
What is it next to?
Right. I don't know. Okay. I broke up with my ex about 2 years ago.
Can I say something? Thomas is amazing at impressions or at accents, for real. Oh. I've done maybe 500 shows together.
2 million, closer to 2 mil.
You are so good at that. I'm terrible at that. You're always so good at that. I can't keep going. I'm just telling everybody you're great.
A few months ago.
Oh,
you knocked it out of him.
Yeah, you fucked up my game, dude.
Sorry, dude.
I broke up with an ex about 2 years ago. A few months after we broke up, I found out she had cheated on me with one of my best friends. A couple months after that, the person she cheated on me went to prison. Cheated on me with went to prison.
Oh, dear.
So, okay, so that's happened. Fast forward 2 years, and this guy has just been released early for good behavior and is invited to another close friend's birthday party. I obviously don't want to have anything to do with this coward roach who fucked my girlfriend. So what do I do? I like calling someone a coward roach. This is a small party. Like 10 people are going.
Super small.
That's a get-together. Party is a stretch.
That's not a party, buddy.
That's a fucking wine and cheese thing. Like 10 people are going, so I would be forced to interact with a convict. Should I turn up and beat the shit out of this turd? Or should I say, fuck you and not go at all?
The hero's move.
Your biggest fan from Leicester. What's the?
Man George.
Let's go to for Man George.
All right.
Oh, Leicester. I think it's Leicester.
Can you break it down for me one more time? Tell me what's happening.
This guy, his girlfriend... Yeah. Cheated on him with somebody that went to jail, and then that guy got released from jail and is going to a small get-together, and this guy is either going to show up and beat him up or
pass
or not go. And those are the two options.
I'll let someone else start this one.
I would pound this guy in the ass. Well,
this guy...
with your fist, right?
Oh, yeah, that's even better.
That wasn't
fists
your
fist. Fists are here. These are fists. Right. These are fists. Though.
Are you thrusting your hips?
Okay, yeah.
Welcome to the party. Turn around so I can pound your ass.
With your fist?
With your fist. With my fist.
How do you knead bread? Amir, show me how you knead bread with your hands.
I need it.
No, knead
it. I need bread,
no,
please.
No. Knead it. Kneading it.
That was very funny, Amir.
Where's the trophy?
Buddy, you're a golden mic in my eyes.
Is that worth anything?
Well, I mean, it's nice. It's a nice compliment from Thomas. It's not worth a golden mic.
No, so. Man, I just got out of jail because I fucked some guy's girlfriend.
That's why he went to prison.
Yeah. England's awesome. Weird.
Yeah. They're so proper.
So what's the... You deserve it. Thank you. I appreciate that for saying that.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking about the turdy.
Yes.
Amir, that was you from the future.
He's covered in shit. Jizz all over his pants.
Don't forget the cum.
How do you treat your ex-girlfriend's new dude? Is it cool to be mean? Is it cool to be polite? Is it cool to not go to the party at all?
It sounds like you shouldn't go to the party because you're overthinking the party a lot, right?
He's scared.
He's also afraid of the convict. He's called him a coward and a roach and then said, fuck you and maybe I won't go. Like, he's putting a lot of his thoughts about himself onto the delinquent man.
Here's the question.
The delinquent man is, like, inherently scary a little bit, right?
That's cool,
well,
yeah.
That's a big question. What the man go to jail for?
That's true.
Right.
Like...
If it was
tax evasion, go pound
his ass.
Yeah. Go pound that ass.
Computer fraud.
If it's murder one, stay away.
Yeah.
What's a cool thing to go to jail for?
Oh, robbing a car.
Okay,
going on a joyride.
What's a nerdy shit to go to jail for?
Tax evasion.
That's cool.
You wouldn't go to jail for a D&D podcast.
Jake, why'd you get pissed off? Take a breather,
because
buddy.
Because D&D is cool. Yeah, that's right. I'm Jake Hurwitz. I like New York City, Dungeons & Dragons, and pussy.
And that's what will be on his gravestone.
I say we should tell him to go to the fucking... We'll keep this part out, but let's tell him to go to the party and beat this guy up and see if he does it.
You think we go to the party and beat him up?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey...
We buy first class.
So right. No, I say, like, let's fucking say, yeah, you should go to the party and beat this guy up, and then we'll see if he fucking does it.
The glint in your eye. It's so intense.
So I think he should beat this guy's ass.
Whoa, Jesus, Amir.
What do you think?
You said the secret, quote-unquote, into the microphone.
I figured we would cut that part out. Okay. So now we're going to have to cut this part out, too.
Okay, starting now. I say this guy beats this guy's ass.
Amir, Christ.
Okay, all right, that's one for pro-beating.
Okay, so we'll cut out our reaction to it also.
Yeah, okay. Actually, let's just get wild lines of you guys saying, yeah, woo, whatever, and then I'll use that.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, so I'll try to get it naturally from you by saying some shit that you do like. What are your thoughts on pussy in New York?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, beat his ass.
That's great.
Can you use that? Is that usable?
I think we can use it even though the audience was a little messy. It dirtied it up a little.
Sure.
Sorry, without you guys saying anything, what are your thoughts on pussies and dungeons?
They're great, man. I don't want to do this anymore.
That's awesome. We got it. We got it. I'll cut out the I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't think you can. It goes in pretty smooth.
Amir, you have dug a 12-foot hole for yourself.
That's really good. Can we get that clean, but say I fucking want this guy to beat this guy's ass?
I didn't say that. I said you've dug a hole so big you can't get out.
One might even say it's a deep hole and not shallow. Hit it, Amir.
I'm falling.
And stop it, Amir.
Okay.
I would say don't go to the party.
Don't go at all.
No.
Isn't living well the best revenge? You try to act like it's no big deal. What's up, dude? How was prison? Pfft, whatever.
This sounds so personal to you, it's insane.
I wrote the mail.
That's why it was snail mail? You mailed
the guy
to yourself?
Got off for good behavior. There's something there, right? Like, he's a good boy now.
Maybe. He's Christian.
So you can go to the party and tease him for that. That's not cool.
You could also go to jail for things that you weren't responsible for. There's 100 reasons why this guy could be just a wonderful.
Maybe it's a Shawshank scenario.
Yeah, maybe it's Tim Robbins. Maybe it's actually.
But he
Tim
did
Robbins.
Kill. He was in jail for murder.
Right. Yeah, but he didn't kill the person,
didn't he?
No.
Okay, I never saw it.
You never saw Shawshank?
Shawshank is amazing.
Waste of time.
No way.
It's such a good movie,
dude. Get TNT. It's on every 5 minutes.
What do you think the chances of a roach convict, as that man calls him. Don't worry, it's not my words. He would go to the party and he'd just be like, "Hey, I'm sorry. I know what I did. I'm sorry." And then the anger melts away, and he goes, "It's okay."
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
And then
is that what he might secretly be hoping for? Is all this just I just want an apology?
He might just want an apology.
Maybe write an email or call the guy before the party then and see if you can get it.
Hey, mate, you going to his fucking party? You are? Oh, fuck off. Anything you want to say? No? Oh, watch out. Gonna get you.
This guy's also been through so much since he fucked your girlfriend. That's probably just not really on his mind.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
True.
Right? Like, he fucked your girlfriend, but then he went to jail. So, like...
There's a scenario you get to the party and, you know, he's tough looking. You're like, oh, man, he's just gotten more intimidating. Or there's a scenario where he has that 1,000-yard stare of just being like, I went there to jail. I didn't like it.
Right. He wants to go back to jail so little that you can really get in his face and he won't do anything.
Yeah.
Because that's like...
already been to prison.
Yeah,
so he's
he knows
afraid
the
of
consequences.
Going back.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows what's going on.
And that's
on.
When you fucking turn him
all
around.
All right, guys.
All right.
All right. I was going to say pound.
I know what you were going to say. I stopped you to stop. So, I knew exactly what you were going to say.
Ass,
and show me how you pound his ass real quick. Yeah, get up. Take your time.
Don't put your phone back in your pocket.
Show everybody, Amir, how you
turn around, you little prison bitch.
Okay, and then what do you do?
And then I pound his ass.
Let people know that you're having sex with the man. By the way, this guy could be a good dude. Maybe they just need to talk it out. Do you want to sit down?
Sorry about that.
How many questions you guys do? 20?
21 questions.
25.
We actually only have time for one more question.
Whoa.
If you guys do have time for one more question.
Also, I just got to say, you know, let it go. Let it go. The girl, she was either unhappy or looking for something else and needed something else. There was this guy. It happened. You're not asking the questions why, what this happened, what did I need to do, what's going on. You just, your ego gets hurt. You say, fuck you. I hate you. You betrayed me. It's all about me. This guy goes to jail. He's your boogeyman. You're not even asking the questions. Ask the why and then let it go. You're an adult, you fucking prick. Let it go.
He may not even know that she had a boyfriend. He may not even know that she had a boyfriend.
Exactly, but not even to villain, you know. And then, but then you can't even make her the villain because, like, life's complicated. It's a million shades of gray. You know, 50, in fact.
50 what?
Shades, baby.
Of gray. That's cool. Then this last lady is a 23-year-old lady from Columbia.
Columbia,
Ohio. Oh,
dangerous. That's dangerous.
Columbia, Latin America. Columbia, the country. Columbia.
Columbia, sure.
She gives us explicit permission to do a bad accent, so...
Got it.
That's fine.
Do you have a 23-year-old Colombian lady's name?
Yeah, it's Charleep, Charleep.
Don't need to know how it's spelled. That's not important.
Charleep. Middle name, Crowndled, C-R-O-W-N-D-E.
Don't need to know how it's spelled. You got
Didn't
it.
Even need a middle name. Charleep Crowndled?
Crowndled, gotcha.
Hold on. It's Charleep Crowndled Gotcha.
Gotcha. Yep. And the accent should be dead on.
And for her accent, let's go dead on.
This is the last question, Thomas.
Okay, holy shit. Stakes are high.
I am a 23-year-old Colombia.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I fucked it up. I am a 23-year-old lady from Colombia. Yes, you have fans here in Latin America, too.
Nice.
I live with a roommate right now who happens to be a 24-year-old dude.
This is terrible.
You can bail whenever you want.
No.
Okay.
That shows that I'm afraid of you all, and I'm not.
We've been friends for 10 plus years now. I really love this guy, and we get along really great. We really got in a sticky situation and we need your help. Now, as we've been friends for a while, we are familiar with each other's families who also get along great. They even made a family tradition to always ask us why we weren't in a relationship yet and all that shit. Billy, you lost all our fucking money?
White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump. We did a lot. Who was on the show?
I like that movie.
We did the problem, like, White Man Can't Jump references.
Yeah. The problem is we love seizing the same kind of cheese. Hey? Meaning he's gay and that's fine by me. But no one in his family or mine knows. The problem is this. One day, tired of the same old, why no GF, interrogations, he asked me to be his pretend GF. Being a good friend, I did. The thing is, we got ourselves stuck in a lie forever kind of situation, and his grandmother gave him this family engagement ring for me.
Oh.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, Dios mío.
Hey, Amir, stop.
It's really offensive.
That was so offensive. Thomas, please.
You're about to get a second turn.
Jesus Christ.
Amir, I went to 2 years of theater school.
So he fake proposed at a family dinner last week, and I fake said yes.
Oh, that's in caps, by the way.
I really don't know why or how we took it so far, but now our question is, do we keep lying forever? Do we fake an elopement so we don't have to pay for a fucking wedding? Is it better to pretend we broke an engagement and deal with family drama? We wait for fake divorce? Help! P.S. My fake husband-to-be wrote this with me because we both love the pod and we listen to it every
week. Oh! In Colombia. You guys have fans in Colombia.
Too, but yeah.
I
cool.
do you the honor. It That's was cool. mine entirely.
That's really nice. Thank you, Thomas. And thanks to, what's her name for writing in? Charleep?
I don't remember.
It was okay. Charleep Crowndled.
Gotcha. This sounds like a fun plot to a movie a little bit. A fake marriage, a
this.
Fake wedding,
oh,
fake
yeah.
kids, fake family.
You well, like, can't
the
have
thing
a wedding.
Is, it was a real engagement ring, and she said, yeah, like, you didn't fake it. You are engaged. That's like
that,
you
is
have
that
to,
true? By the way, I wonder. Well,
I mean, there's not like laws, but yeah. like social norms are. You are engaged. You're. It's not a lie anymore.
What about a fake wedding? That's not that bad.
You can't. It's too expensive. It's just so. Why? That's too much. You have to stop before the wedding.
I had. I had to plan a wedding and I barely wanted to do it and it was real. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have the effort. I wouldn't want to do that for a fake thing.
Yeah, that's too much effort for a prank.
It's such a big lie to tell everybody that not only did you not tell them about your sexuality, but the other thing is that we've lied to our entire family for so many steps. That's such a big bomb to drop.
I don't know. You got Hugh Grant there. He's like, what? And Emma Thompson's like, I don't know. What do we do now?
You put it like that, that sounds awesome. Yeah, that's a good day.
Are you casting it?
Yeah. Definitely go British.
Hugh Grant and Emma Watson?
Emma Thompson. Emma Thompson.
Oh, okay, right. Because that would have been really, that's like kind of fucking crazy, right? Because Hugh Grant's like 60 something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
58, yeah.
50?
58.
No way. He's
58 years old.
He's 62.
Here it comes. Ready?
Hey Siri, search. I got it.
You got to do it.
He's going to be 58. He has to be.
Stop talking.
He has to be 58. Don't even fucking double check.
If he's 58, you can pound me in the ass.
Oh, my God. May I?
Ask Siri. Let's hear the answer.
Ready? Siri, how old is Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant is 58.
I'm so nervous. I just for anyone at home, Jake is facing away from Amir. Amir has a very tightly clenched fist.
And you may be thinking, oh, this is a podcast, we won't see it. Don't worry, 100 people have their phones out.
We told you you couldn't take any pictures or videos. You can absolutely take pictures and videos of this.
That's so... What's happening?
He's going to get pounded. He deserves it.
He was 58.
You were too confident, and you were fucking right.
He was 58.
Punch him in the butt or whatever happened.
Everybody old is 58.
Okay. I heard the noise of your fist hitting his ass.
It went inside it a little bit.
Emma Thompson, 61. Take your pants off.
Whoa. Thomas is doing the forever dab.
I'm going to let you peg me if Emma Thompson's 61.
All right, here we go.
What's that?
Siri, how old is Emma Thompson?
Emma Thompson is 60.
Oh! Now, Amir, you get pegged.
Wait, what's her birthday?
Really?
That was some high stakes celebrity age guessing. Jesus Christ.
It was cool that she said 60. Yeah. And stopped.
My heart fucking skipped a beat. I'll never be the same.
I would have done it. I would have used the mic stand.
I know.
Jesus.
I swear to God.
I've never been more excited for hearing 58. That was ludicrous.
Did you know that for a fact? You guessed.
I play a game called Who's 58?
You do?
I do.
We played this game before.
Wait, who else is 58?
Well, that's the thing. We guessed for about an hour and a half at a bachelor party, and nobody got it right.
Is Antonio Banderas 58?
I think he came up, and he's not.
Antonio Banderas is 58.
Let's go, boys.
Let's go, Ben.
One time.
Why does Jake get pounded when you got it right?
Why would I ever play this game again?
I can't believe we're 2-for-2.
I feel alive. This is why we fight, man. This is why we're over there.
This is why we're over there. Christ almighty.
So we can play guessing people's 58 age and then punch our friends in the asshole.
That was a good hit. It was a direct.
I don't pull punches.
A direct now.
I don't pull them.
The fact that Siri says it out loud was such a cool thing.
Jake, do you want to get? You want to have a guess? Or are you just like, you're our prize?
Ben, do you want to guess?
Jake's a pinata.
I do like games.
3-for-3. If it, I,
If it goes 3 for 3,
I'll stage dive. If it's 3 for 3, I'll stage dive.
All right. They're all like,
they don't want it. And they're far away, and I will hurt myself.
Yeah, you'll definitely hurt yourself.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I'm so certain it won't happen. I'm so certain. It's such a hard number.
I know, it's very hard.
Number.
I'm trying to think.
58.
Don't say, nobody say anything. I want to try to see if I guess. I don't want to do the pounding. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Right, Amir will jump off the stage.
No,
that's
going to
hurt
yourself.
Way more people.
Yeah. I see like 10 people in the front row that do not want to catch Amir. Oh, they're down. Oh, well, no, you're sort of going like this. That's universal. I'm not going to do it.
I don't have one off the top of my head.
It's hard. Think of who was born the same day as Hugh Grant. That's how I did it.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Just think, like, who else was born on the same
Banderas
day?
Banderas is a great pull, by the way.
That was
I don't
nuts.
Know how you did that.
What about Ernie Hudson?
Who?
Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters?
Oh.
Give it a try.
I think he's a little older, but go for it.
Maybe he is. I don't think it's going
to
work.
You don't have to go Siri.
How old is Ernie Hudson? Whoa.
Not a good start.
How old is Ernie Hudson?
Ernie Hudson is 73.
Oh, Jesus God. Christ.
Kill yourself.
Jake, you have one?
Wait. How old is John Stockton?
Oh, that 70.
John Stockton is 57 years old.
What was that, John Stockton?
John Stockton.
Great guess.
What about... he's too...
Who?
George Clooney.
How old is George Clooney?
George Clooney is 58. Ah!
Punch Jake!
Unbelievable.
Let's go, boys!
That is our editorial assistant that punched my ass.
Jake, do you have
How
one?
How is that fair?
Here is Bob.
Charlie Sheen.
This fucking guy.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is 53.
Oh. We had a Pierce Brosnan guess from
Riley.
Yeah,
I think that's
How
closer.
How old is Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan is 66.
Oh.
That's ancient for
he's
Pierce.
He's doing great. Doing great. Looking good.
This could be the entire podcast, but I don't know.
I know.
I'm having so much fun, I don't know when to cut it off.
We're previewing the next HeadGum podcast.
Yeah, who's 58?
Who's 58?
Where did we go from there?
So, Daniel Day-Lewis,
we
started...
Well,
no, Daniel Day-Lewis, you want to say him?
Who? Yeah, I'll throw down DDL.
He's probably a little bit young.
No, well, he was last of the Mohicans, which was a while ago.
Daniel Day-Lewis is 62.
Fuck.
The misses are obvious, and they hurt.
Eddie Murphy is 58.
Do you want to punch my ass? Meet me after the show.
The meet and greet is just a series of people punching Jake in the rectum. People are on Wikipedia. Yeah, fucking,
Joe
Madden.
You're absolutely
manager of
cheating.
The Rays. Anyway.
Oh, all taint.
Don't go through with a marriage, is that safe to say?
Don't get the wedding. Of course don't have the wedding.
Her question was, should we live a lie forever? Typically, not a good idea.
No, you should just tell everything. Say the truth.
No, but not everybody.
Oh, if he wants to. If this gentleman wants to.
I'm all for honesty, but I get the predicament that some people
are. If he doesn't want to, then, it's
up to him.
He can think about it. Yes, up to him. But if he's like, I want to, but I don't want to, whatever, you should say.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Say it's not going to work out, and they say why, and they say, because I'm fucking gay. How old is Simon Cowell?
Ooh, good question.
How old is Simon Cowell?
Simon Cowell is 59.
Oh! You fucking loser!
We got to get one more. It's such a great feeling. Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson is 62.
We got a Julia Louis-Dreyfus from back there.
How old is Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 58.
Ah! Punch his ass! Punch his ass! Punch his ass! Punch his ass! Oh!
That was a great show.
Thank you.
Did you guys have fun?
Thank you, Chicago. Thank you, Thomas, and thank you, Ben. Riley and Jeff.
Thank you, George Clooney, Antonio Banderas, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Eddie Murphy. We'll keep the golden mic. Good night, Chicago.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.